welcome to an Arts Council Centennial Celebration. Yes!
Of the magnificent history that has unfolded here on Mitkoff Island. Of course, we know that the Tlingit people had been here for literally thousands of years. And of course, their methods of catching fish are in evidence all over the island. Then, much later, the Norwegians appeared. In 1898, it was Peter Bushman building that first shack down there on the beach at the end of Main Street. And the Pacific Coast and Norway Packing Company lured the fishermen and the workers. And at the first, the cannery really ran the infrastructure of the town. It was all about the cannery, and it was all about salmon. How can that be? It was, yes. And then there was once a manager there. His name was O.P. Brown.
Here, here.
Yes, O.P. Brown. And it was he who said, "Let us form an incorporated city. There is a brilliant future here on the tip of Mitkoff Island." So he ran around town and got a lot of signatures on the petition to send to the government. And of course, the citizens waited with bated breath for the receipt back of the good news from Juneau. But unfortunately, when they opened the letter, it said, "I'm terribly sorry, but we cannot accept this request for incorporation. Because some of the signers on this petition are not qualified voters, they are women." O.P. Brown, undaunted, ran down to the Bucket of Blood saloon and got a lot of other people to sign it, and they sent it in, and of course then it was returned, and a vote of the qualified citizens resulted in the final incorporation of the city of Petersburg, April 20th, 1910. Of course, when the Centennial Committee got going, thinking we must celebrate the goodness of life in Petersburg, the first thing we thought of was, how can we get an artist of Petersburg to create a special seal to commemorate this centennial, a seal that will appear on many wonderful works to help us remember the greatness of 100 years. So a contest ensued, and there were many, many delightful entries. But I'm happy to say that we have with us today an artist who has produced something that really represents our community and is really a tremendous piece of artwork. Miss Randy Flint, if I can stand by her, please.
The community of Petersburg wishes to recognize Polly Lee for her devoted commitment to the arts in our community. Polly is a recent recipient of the prestigious Governor's Lifetime Award for the Arts and previously served on the Alaska State Council of the Arts for 12 years. Polly has been an enthusiastic advocate for the arts in Petersburg and in Alaska for most of her life. Her devotion and involvement in every major public art project in Petersburg is extraordinary. And she often helps to secure state and federal funding for these projects. Her art adorns the buildings and streets of Petersburg for all to enjoy, with pieces at City Hall, KFSK radio station, the court building, the ferry terminal building, in addition to our Nordic Drive sidewalks. You laughed at that one. In addition to our Nordic Drive sidewalks, continue to showcase her awe-inspiring concrete impressions. Polly's artwork graces public buildings in Wrangell, Juneau, Ketchikan, Anchorage, and Fairbanks as well. Therefore, I, Alan W. Dwyer, Mayor of the City of Petersburg, Alaska, hereby express the community's appreciation to Polly Lee for her dedicated commitment to the arts. She is one of Petersburg's living treasures and wholeheartedly deserves this award.
What do you think about getting this award? Was it a surprise for you?
It was a surprise and a delight, of course. But so many people share in everything I've done that I feel that it's an honor for all of everyone that participated in all those things.
Is it fun to look back at all you've done, too, and all you've put up in town?
Well, yes, it is. It's fun to look both ways. Fun to look back and think of all the people that I've learned through the arts. It's a wonderful community out there, exciting people, usually doing things for their communities. And then looking the other way, looking forward, we've got lots more happening and opportunities in Petersburg during centennial time for lots of new creative work. I think that's going to be lots of fun for everyone.